You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Happy Friday, Cowboys Nation, TGIF, and welcome to Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and today is the day. Yes, the day I give you Dallas Cowboys Daily, but also the Eras Tour, which you guys just know I am absolutely stoked about, and I'm not going to shut up about for the rest of my life. So yay for that. But really, today is actually Friday, March 31st. Happy Friday. And I cannot believe how quickly our March has gone by. This offseason continues to go faster and faster, which is just great news overall for all of us. We have a few things to talk about, including, well, a re-signing of a very key player for the Dallas Cowboys defense, another departure for this free agency, and some TCU players that'll visit with the Cowboys during Dallas Day. But first, make sure to subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, go leave us a review and leave us all 5 stars with that rating. We would greatly appreciate it. To keep up with all things Dallas Cowboys and Blog and the Boys, you can give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. Give us a like on Facebook, or you can even go subscribe to our YouTube channel. So, all right, let's get down to business because there is plenty to talk about. It seems as if one of the last guys that was on top of the Cowboys Nation's free agencies checklist was signed, sealed, and delivered back to the Cowboys. That guy being nose tackle Jonathan Hankins. Michael Gilkin tweeting out that the Cowboys are officially re-signing Jonathan Hankins to a one-year contract, per one of his sources, saying that the deal's worth about $1.5 million. Congratulations to Jonathan Hankins. So excited to have Big Hank back in Dallas. Now, we did see one departure from free agency late on Thursday. The Arizona Cardinals actually announcing on Twitter that they have agreed to terms with defensive lineman Carlos Watkins on a one-year contract. So, wishing the best to Carlos going forward. Moving on, because today is Dallas Day, which is a time where local college players get to work out with the Cowboys and show them what they got. So, according to Calvin Watkins, he said that the following TCU players will visit with the Cowboys at Dallas Day today. That being quarterback Max Duggan, offensive lineman Alan Alley, cornerback Travius Hodges Tomlinson, and wide receiver Quentin Johnston. So we will definitely keep an eye on what news comes out of Dallas Day. And last but certainly not least, I wanted to give you a little rundown on the highlights from what Mike McCarthy had to say at the NFL owners meeting earlier this week. Starting with the fact that he talked about the message that these splash signings of Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks sends to the Cowboys locker room. So here's what he said about that.
Well, I think that the message it sends to the locker room is just, you know, how much we believe in the locker room. I mean, obviously they're two very high quality veterans. I think their play clearly speaks for themselves. You know, I think anybody that's followed Brandon, Stephon, or just from pure football ability and production, you're definitely excited about it. But the type of people they are, you can see it immediately just when they came in to sign their contracts, the impact that they'll make, particularly with our young players. So real excited the way they fit into our locker room, because I always, you know, continue to, you know, emphasize that the locker room is the most important component of the football operations, and I feel we have an excellent locker room to build off of, and these guys are a great fit for us both.
Also saying that Brandon Cooks is a guy that has versatility since he's been on different teams that makes him scheme friendly. He said learning other systems broadens his football knowledge, which is obviously helpful. Mike saying that his vision for Brandon is to have him play on the inside and the outside to create opportunities for not only himself, but make other wide receivers better as well. Something he said very similarly to what we saw with wide receiver one CeeDee Lamb last season. McCarthy also mentioning that he wants the offense to be better overall at protection, and that a big goal of theirs is that he wants the completion percentage to be above 70% since it was around 68% last season. Mike was also asked about the recent addition of offensive tackle Chuma Doga and where he sees him lining up on the O-line. Take a listen to what he said.
Both, but I mean, we'll probably start him in the left guard line, is what we talked about.
What do you like about him, his game?
His flexibility, his athletic ability. I mean, you can see he's a good athlete, came in, did a nice job in the interviews, so, you know, we feel like he'll be a good fit for us.
Is he a candidate to start left guard?
haven't lined up with him yet. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, but based on film valuation, he definitely has that, you know, that capability, without a doubt. Yeah.
So obviously you have to have a strong O-line to have a strong run game. And the run game in question with that 1-2 punch, we don't really know what that's going to look like without Zeke. So he was asked what the plan is schematically with replacing Zeke. And here was his response to that.
Well, I think, you know, first off, I mean, you talk about a football part of it. I mean, it's, you know, anytime you have a big change like this, you know, because you'd look at, I mean, just look at Zeke's opportunities. You know, I'll speak on just my time with him the last 3 years. So where do those touches go? And, you know, so much of this game is made about how many times you're running or pass it, but it's really how do you get the ball distributed to your perimeter players? So, and it's no different with Tony. I mean, Tony, you know, it's, and frankly, sitting there and having Tony and Zeke, you know, that was the conversation in the offensive staff game plan meetings is, how are we going to get these guys to touch the ball, you know? And so, you know, that won't change. So you just look at where those touches go. Do some of them touches go to the receiver, tight ends? I mean, the new backs will definitely absorb some of those opportunities. Maybe Tony's will go up. So ball distribution has always been my focal point, particularly because when you have 70 plays in a game, if you're not getting the ball distributed 75% of those plays, then, you know, you're playing uphill to the defense.
Lastly, he said his goal for next season is for Dak to play 20 games so that they can be right where they want to be. Also saying that this is the secret sauce for running an effective and efficient offensive system.
I mean, football's it's an easy game. If you want your guys to play faster, give them less responsibility. So, and that's where the secret sauce is in putting together a good offensive system is the ability to be multiple, to have the variations to protect your core concepts, make sure the balls get distributed to your perimeter players, make sure you're giving guys the opportunities to fit their skill set. And with that, you know, it makes it easier and cleaner for the quarterback.
And that will do it for your news for the day. But we don't stop there on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network because we have plenty to still talk about and plenty of amazing shows for you to still listen to. Starting with your Friday lineup, you can expect a new episode of Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray. That'll drop later this morning, as well as a new episode of The Star Seminar with Danny Phantom and Rabble Rouser. That'll drop later this afternoon. And don't forget, you can hear a new episode of The World's Team with Meg Murray and Paul Stewart on Saturday. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back next week with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. I hope you have the best Friday ever and an amazing or bejeweled weekend ahead. Please stay safe no matter what you decide to do. Y'all already know I'm going to have the time of my life this weekend. So if you're going to Taylor Swift, well, you are awesome. If you're not, you're still awesome. Have a great one. You absolutely deserve it. And I will talk to you soon, Cowboys Nation.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.